From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Myanmar has its first civilian head of state in more than five decades. 70-year-old U Thant Kyo took the oath of office Wednesday during a brief ceremony before a joint session of parliament. The ceremony marks the end of military rule in Myanmar, dating back to 1962. In his inaugural speech, the new president vowed to change the current constitution so that it fully embraces democratic standards. U.S. President Barack Obama, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, and South Korean President Park Geun-hye will hold a trilateral gathering Thursday on the sidelines of the Nuclear Security Summit in Washington. It is the first time these leaders have met since the United Nations imposed new sanctions on North Korea following that nation's fourth nuclear test. The U.S. and its Asian allies are strongly committed to taking a tough sanctions-based approach to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear weapons. They plan to discuss China's level of commitment to that strategy. The UN humanitarian chief said Wednesday that since January, aid workers have reached nearly 400,000 Syrians in besieged and hard-to-reach areas. Stephen O'Brien told the Security Council in his monthly briefing that continued safe access is urgently needed to reach millions more. A woman in the southern U.S. state of Mississippi has pleaded guilty to trying to join the Islamic State militant group in Syria. Jalen Young admitted her crime to a federal judge in Aberdeen, Mississippi, Tuesday, pleading guilty to one count of conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization. Her fiancé, Muhammad Dalkalala, pleaded guilty on March 11th to a similar charge and also awaits sentencing. This is VOA News. French President François Hollande announced Wednesday that he has abandoned his plan for a constitutional change that would strip the citizenship of French-born terrorists. He first proposed the change after the November terrorist attacks in Paris, but France's Senate and National Assembly were not able to agree on the text. The proposal met opposition from those who feared it would unfairly target Muslims. Police found images and floor plans of the Belgian Prime Minister's office and residence on a laptop computer discarded in a garbage bin near an apartment used by the suspects in last week's Brussels attacks. Wednesday's media reports say that the Prime Minister, a Belgian government official is saying that the Prime Minister was never under a threat from the attackers. The European Union has criticized Turkey for summoning the German ambassador to protest a song mocking President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. During a press briefing Wednesday, spokeswoman Mina Adriva said the move does not seem to be in line with the EU values of upholding the freedom of the press and freedom of expression. Turkey is an aspiring candidate for EU membership. A court in Cyprus ordered a man suspected of hijacking an Egypt Air flight and diverting it to the island nation remanded in custody for 8 days pending an investigation. He is held on suspicion of hijacking, abduction, threatening violence, terrorism-related offenses, and two counts related to possession of explosives. Egypt has asked Cyprus to extradite the man, identified as Saif Aden Mustafa, describing him as mentally unstable. Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff lashed out at her critics trying to impeach her Wednesday. She said in Brasilia that her opponents were trying to carry out a coup to oust her. She said she would continue to advance social programs in the face of an ongoing recession. Opposition lawmakers accuse her of illegally borrowing money to boost public spending to mask the severity of the country's economic downturn from voters during her 2014 re-election campaign. Colombia has agreed to hold formal peace talks with the country's second-largest rebel group, moving closer to ending a five-decade-long civil war. According to a joint statement released Wednesday, negotiations between the Colombian government and the National Liberation Army, or ELN, will take place in Ecuador. The two sides had already been holding exploratory peace talks, but Wednesday's announcement formalizes those discussions and brings the leftist ELN, into a wider peace process. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.